I know we've been gone for a minute, but you know what? We're finally back. We're back on air, and we're coming to red pill you guys with a little bit of help. So, of course, you already know who I am, Malcolm Flex, a.k.a. just Flex. You know, let's just go with that. But today we're actually going to be doing something a little bit different because it's not just going to be me spitting health knowledge. I've actually brought somebody with me, and he's going to be our guest for today. So I'm just going to go ahead and introduce you guys to T-Cat. And, you know, he's going to go ahead and set us up for what we're going to be doing today.
All right. What's going on, world? Thank you, Flex, for having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Definitely an honor and privilege. Pull up. Well, as you said, you know, my name is T-Cat. You can follow me on Twitter at T-Cat the God, T-Cat G-O-D. So today, you know what I'm saying? This is health and wealth, right? So, you know, we want to talk about something that's, you know, affecting our life in a positive way. And, you know, why would I come on a health show? Well, for me, I am vegan. That's right. Dun, dun, dun. I am vegan. So, you know, I guess, you know, I want to talk about a little background, I guess, you know, about, you know, me being vegan. I'm a 24-year-old black man in America that's a vegan. So just that alone, you know, isn't necessarily a common thing, right? Especially in the black community as well, you know, a lot, too many people are vegan. So for those who are out there who, you know, may not know, well, what is a vegan, right? So for me, being vegan, that means that in my diet, I do not eat meat, dairy, soy, or gluten. All right, so no products or anything like that that, like, contain any of those things, I don't eat, all right? So, you know, that's a big part of being vegan. You know, as well, you know, I think people need to, people have sometimes, you know, the perception that all vegans are kind of, like, kind of pushy, like, you know what I mean, like, shaming people. Huh? No, I mean, that's the thing. See, I'm a chill vegan, okay? Like, background for me real quick. All right, I'm the only vegan in my family, okay? So let's start with that. Whole entire family, everybody eats meat. Everybody holds the lifestyle, you eat pork, all that stuff and everything, okay? Like, I'm not, so, you know, that's from where I'm coming from, all right? So I guess mainly the main thing we'll start by saying, like, what made me become vegan? So, like, over time, like, I kind of became more conscious of just, like, you know, you know, my body, what I put into my body and stuff like that, was eating and things. And, you know, I had some influences, you know, from, you know, Dr. Sebi, you know, was known, you know, a holistic doctor and everything like that. You know, had a lot of nutritional diet things. Even just, like, you know, on Twitter, be honest, like, Ali, shout out to Vibe High, and also to Shar as well. Both of them at the time, like, they're actually kind of influential because they're, like, had a lot of YouTube videos and a lot of different, like, articles and posts and stuff talking about just, like, more of the benefits of a plant-based diet. And also just some of the negative things that sometimes come with eating, you know what I mean, different meats and different things like that. And just, so, you know, it got me kind of woken up a little bit. So, to be honest, it took a while for me to actually go through and become vegan, all right? Like, one of the biggest problems was, so I was back in college, right? I went to Delaware State University. So, back in school, like, you know, I had a meal plan, all right? So, I was at a black college, right? So, one thing, I stopped eating pork like 5 years ago. That was the first thing I stopped doing, eating pork. So, it was hard enough alone not eating pork at a black college, okay? Like, it wasn't like everything. So, I already knew that, like, yo, if I stop eating meat right now, like, I'm a die out here. like, there's nothing for me to eat. So, you know, after a while, you know, once I graduated, which was December 2015, you know, I was like, okay, now, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm a graduate now, okay, you know, back on my own here, okay, you know, this is the time to do it. So I had made, like, a, you know, kind of New Year's resolution at the beginning of 2016, I'm going to go vegan, right? So, I mean, it was a hard transition. Not that hard of a transition. Like, I kind of just did it slowly over time. Like, the first thing I did, like I said, like, 5 years ago, stopped eating pork. So that was kind of cut out their equation. And then as well, like, I stopped drinking soda and juice and stuff. You know, it's not like a vegan thing, just health in general. And just started drinking hella more water. Because I'm an active person, all right? Like, even before I was vegan, I worked out, like, every day with the gym, played basketball. Like, so, you know, just generally health. I was generally a healthy person as it was. Stopped eating fast food. You know, just cut that out again. Just, you know, just negative things like that. Then I stopped drinking dairy milk. Started drinking almond milk. So before I actually went, like, vegan, the only thing I was really consuming, I guess, that wasn't vegan, just, you know, I would eat, like, you know, beef and chicken, you know, like, stuff like that, especially, you know, my mom makes around the house, stuff like that, or go out to eat. So I guess that was, like, the biggest thing, I guess, that I really had to. I never personally was never really a big seafood person. Like, I ate fish. Like, you know, my mom makes stuff like that. I go out. But me personally, I don't know. I'm just not the biggest seafood person. You know, so that wasn't a real big factor. I know some people are like, I like shrimp. I like crab legs. Don't get wrong. Like, them stuff's good. Like, but, you know, it wasn't, I guess, the biggest drastic thing for me to give up. So I guess the one thing I did like, you know, I like was, you know, chicken. I'm a black man. Okay. I like the chicken. All right. Like chicken wings, all type of, any type of way. Broiled, fried, baked, whatever you say, like chicken. Chicken's good. All right, can't stunt. So one thing I did though was before I went vegan, I did some research. People told me, try a detox. All right. Meaning that like when you stop eating meat completely, what happens is over time, your body it becomes so, you know, used to eating that food and everything. Unfortunately, some of these the meats we eat and stuff like that, because of the different chemicals, pesticides, GMOs, whatever it may be, there develops over time actually like worms and stuff. Like, and so when you pretty much cut the source off to it, right, you stop eating the meat, well, the worms are in your body. And so they're going to turn on, well, you. Now, it's nothing that's going to kill you, okay? Don't get me wrong. Not like, I'm not trying to like make this dramatic, like worms going to eat inside out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like you're going to die. No, but it will cause us like this discomfort, just like stomach aches, you know, just little problems like headaches and things. Now, I know people who did just go cold turkey, right? They just stop eating meat, you know what I mean, everything straight up. And, you know, they did it. And again, like they got through it. Again, it's nothing that's going to kill you or something lethal, right? But more or less what the detox did, it helps with cravings and things. Like once I did my detox, it was three of them, right? It was a full body cleanse, a parasite cleanse, and a metal cleanse, right? So how it worked was for 10 days each, they're like come a pill form, take like 3 pills a day, right? It's all like all natural stuff. Shout out to Mommy Kimmy Flowers. Kimmy, check her out. Health360.com, you know what I'm saying? Check it out for her detox. But, you know, it's like 3 pills pretty much. You do it, cleans your body out, and the biggest thing is like you don't have any cravings and things. So after I did it, completed it, right, like, into this day, I still have never had a craving for like, for chicken, meat, you know what I mean, dairy products, cheese, or anything like that. Like, huh?
I was about to say, not even a little. I see somebody else eating one.
I mean, I'll say this much. Like, you know, obviously, like I said, I'm the only, you know, vegan in my household. So, again, like, it's, I'm around it still. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to stunt. Like, I come home sometimes, I'm like, that chicken smells pretty good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's making something. Like, okay, like, you know, like, I'm not going to stunt. But in terms of, like, damn, like, yo, like, I'm sweating, like, you know what I'm saying, like, like, I mean, I'm thinking about risking it all, like, nah, it hasn't really got to that aspect. So, pretty much just, you know, overall, you know, I've been vegan now for almost a year. I went vegan officially about mid-April of 2016, so, you know, we're closing in here in April now, so it's almost been a year. It's been a very, very beneficial year. You know, just little things, just, you know, a lot more energy. You know, one thing about, you know, being vegan is that the difference between being vegan and eating meat is that, like, your body, at times, eating meat, it takes more energy to break it down, which is why we get, you know, the itis. That's what the itis comes from. You get, you know, eat a good meal, you know, Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying, eat that good food, whatever it may be, you tired and stuff like that. Your body's breaking it down. Well, being vegan, my food, I really get a source of, like, a boost of energy. Like, I don't get the itis. Kind of feel a lot lighter, just in general. Just, like, you're moving around things. Your body, like, I didn't really get sick that much before, but I rarely get, like, sick or anything. You know what I mean? Just, it's a lot of good benefits to it. You know, I'll touch on a lot more things later on throughout the show here. But, yeah, essentially, man, yeah, vegan's the wave. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I can actually see myself going vegan, you know, anytime soon, but I definitely do think that there is a lot to going vegan that could remedy just general health problems that people normally have in their daily life, which that actually brings me to a good point of the show. I think we should really do this just in case we have somebody that's, you know, on the fence about going vegan. Maybe they want to, they don't know the facts, or that maybe they've heard something on their friends. So, yeah, that sounds like a good one. Why don't you go ahead and just right off the cuff, spit about some facts about 3 common misconceptions that people maybe have about going vegan.
All right, bet. So, like, you know, like I said before, right, I'm the only person in my family who's vegan. So going into it, right, you know, there was, like, I had a lot of skepticism as well, like, a lot of things I thought. All right, so one thing I definitely, like, you know, I had a misconception about was, like, you know, people think, you know, when you stop, you know, eating meat and stuff like that is getting protein, right? And for me, you know, I work out, all right, where I go to the gym, I lift weights, like, I'm about that life, all right? So, you know, it was a misconception was, like, okay, well, how am I going to, you know, generate this protein still? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, anybody who lifts weights know, like, you know, you eat a lot, you know, you got to get that protein in you, build that muscle. So I did some research, right? So did my Googles. So one thing that, you know, I've learned about, all right, so you know what protein? The biggest thing about protein is amino acids, okay? So amino acids is what, you know, gets to your protein. So your body, right, needs, all right, what's called, you need basically 20 amino acids, all right? Now, your body naturally already produces 11 of these amino acids, all right? Now, there's 9 of these amino acids, which are called essential amino acids, your body, which is does not naturally produce. So, to get these essential amino acids, right, you need to either get it from eating meat, or you can get it from a plant-based diet as well. So, you know, still when you hear that, people just still think, well, you know, still, what plants have protein in? Like, what's going to have much protein as a steak or something? Or as a burger, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Or chicken. Like, you know, where are you going to get that protein from, right?
That's a hard one.
Right. And right. And you think about it. So, you do my research, right? So, like I said, the main thing you need is the 9 essential amino acids. So, like, it's like basic food, like on plant-based foods, such as from, like, chickpeas, the kidney beans, to even fruits, to like the apples, the oranges, dates have a lot of it, to pumpkin seed, to cabbage, kale. I mean, it goes for days. So the squash, sweet potatoes. I mean, it's a lot of things. So the difference is, right? I think where the misconception comes from is that so in meat, right? The essential amino acids in meat are called what's called complete proteins. Now, it's called complete proteins because in meat, usually meat just contains all, like, 9 of those amino acids. Like, so I can eat a steak, right, and just get all 9 amino acids straight up, right? Like, or I can eat, like, you know, chicken or some fish, right, and get, like, all 9 amino acids. So in plant-based diet, right, these essential amino acids are what's called, what they call it, incomplete proteins. And that's only because some of the foods by themselves do not contain all 9. However, just eating certain foods together, you can easily get all 9 essential amino acids just in a balanced meal, nothing crazy. So that's the biggest thing about it. So really is that, like, as long as your body is getting those amino acids, you're going to build that protein, right? It doesn't matter what's coming from plants or from meat. As long as the body knows, hey, I'm getting these amino acids in me, cool, I'm good. So, you know, that was a big one misconception, you know, and I think as well, just be personally, I can attest to going to the gym, like, and working out, I think I kind of found it a little easier building muscle, actually, since I've been, a plant-based diet. I'm telling you, bro, like, look, it's interesting because sometimes, you know, there's a stereotype that, you know, black people, we don't got to work out and we naturally just kind of stay fit, you know what I'm saying, like, stay kind of lit. Well, I feel like being vegan is like 10 times that. It's like, yo, I can just, like, chill. Like, I lift, like, a couple times a week, and I'll just feel like I'm swole. Like, I feel like I'm Debo. That's like, yo. But the one aspect I can say to it, though, is that also being vegan doesn't – I don't have to do as much cardio in terms of fat reducing. Obviously, you need cardio good for your heart and everything like that, regardless of the fact whether you're vegan or not. But one thing I learned is that I don't have to do it as much because – I don't actually have that much fat on me. Like when I went vegan, like, look, when I first went vegan, I think I lost about 8 pounds. But that was just based off of fat and body fat and stuff like that. But I quickly put 5 of that right back on. All right, so, like, it was a quick turnaround. So even back to today, I'm officially back to my same weight I was before I went vegan, in less than a year. But now just a lot more just swoller, a lot more leaner, and just, like, a lot less body fat. So that's one thing, so I can say, like, yo, people say, well, yeah, you can't build muscle and protein. I'm like, yo, look at me, like, yo, hold up, like, like, you wouldn't even know if I'm vegan. Like, when I tell people I'm vegan, like, really? Like, so yeah, big exception right there, like that. and people have in mind, just like, yo, you can, even just become vegan, even just go vegetarian, you know what I'm saying? Even if you want to go all the way vegan, right? You could still just, like, you could still build that protein and stuff like that real easily well. So, you know what I'm saying? You get the muscle up. Also, real quick, a side note, during this past Olympics, the only United States person to qualify for the Olympics in bodybuilding, we had one person only qualify, right? And guess what? He was a vegan. So, yeah, that's the point. And a brother as well, black man. But, yes, the only person in the United States we had qualified for the Olympics in weightlifting was a vegan. So just kind of put that in perspective to, like, understand, like, yo, you can build protein, like, being vegan.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like cheating, really, when I think about it. Like, I'm just like, holy crap, like, cutting has to be just the easiest thing. Like, what about bulking? What about we really got to put on, you know, a lot more weight?
Mm-hmm. And just, like, it's a lot easier. And like, I think it's easier as well. You can maintain whether you want to put weight on or lose weight a lot easier being vegan. Just in terms of, like, if I know, like, all right, I really want to bulk up. I know, all right, I'm going to get a heavy diet consuming, like, a lot of amino acids, okay? Like, I'm really going to, like, amp upon it here, right? The same time, you want to know, hey, you know, some people who are vegan, they want to lose weight. Okay, well, you know, just naturally just eating just more fruits and vegetables and stuff like that and certain things, you're going to maintain a weight, you're going to lose some weight over time because less fat you're intaking. So, you know, I mean, it goes both ways.
Okay, all right. Shoot. That's just for a little bit of metalheads out there, you know, people that lift weights out there, vegan's not going to kill your gains. Shoot. But I was going to say, what else you got for us?
Well, like, move forward as well. I think another misconception that, you know, I had and I heard as well, like, people think, you know, being vegan, that it's a more expensive, right? You spend a lot more money and stuff and everything, and, you know what I mean, the long run. So, you know, I had that, you know, I heard those rumors and things like that. But for me, personally, I can say for being vegan about a year now, I can say, actually, I don't think it's more expensive, actually. I can actually argue that it is actually less expensive than eating meat and things. Now, just, like, in terms of, like, all right, like, a food, right? So, one thing about being vegan is that, like, you know, for me, I cook a lot of my food in terms of, like, I go to the store and I buy all my fruits and vegetables, all right? Like, I got, like, a food processor, like, a food slicer at the crib, so I can, like use it to slice all my food up and stuff. So, I'll go to the store, I buy my squash, buy my green, yellow squash, right? I buy my eggplant, I buy my spaghetti squash, buy my acorn squash. All right, buy my peppers, tomatoes. So, like, some people, for starters, like, what you could do, I noticed, like, in the produce section you might see at the store, right, they may have prepackaged things already, right? So they may have, like, prepackaged, like, squash, right? You know what I mean? Already cut up in noodles and stuff like that. Like, $5, convenient, cook it right there, right? You know, there's prepackaged things. And just from a cost aspect, it's like, I realize, it's like, yo, I can go, right, and buy, right, that prepackaged thing of squash noodles, right, like, $4.99, right? Or I can buy an actual squash, which is about $1.50, right? And that thing will make about four of those. So, like, you gotta understand, it's like, you're almost getting ripped off. Like, you're really, like, in terms of, like, you, if you can actually balance it out and have the time, that's a big thing. Time management, I think, is a big aspect of being vegan. Some people, I think, like, they don't have the time to, like, cook their food, cut the food up and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And cook everything. People want to eat it on the go. That's why I think it can be more expensive, because they want to eat out and get the vegan option while eating out and stuff like that. Or, like, you know what I mean? Right, like, it's various factors. But for me, I think, like, really, like, I meal prep a lot. In terms of, like, I make a lot of food, like, cut my fruits, vegetables, stuff up and everything, cook a meal, and I know, like, all right, cool, I got enough here for, like, lunch tonight, dinner tonight, you know what I mean? Lunch tomorrow, dinner tomorrow. I'm cool for 2 days now with food. And all I spent was, like, $5. Seriously, like, it really can, like, it really happens like that. You know, I can go to the store the other day, and, like, you know, I have become more conscious of this, actually. Like, when I go to the store and buy fruits and, like, vegetables and have my food, I look at, like, really the prices and just the quantity in which I'm getting, and thinking, like, yo, how much, you know, comparison to, you know, whether or not I was eating, you know, a regular, you know, animal-based diet. And I see, yo, it's, like, crazy. It's really cheap, more or less. Like, the other day, right, I went to the store, I bought green squash, a yellow squash, an onion, a tomato, a pepper, and some kale. Spent $12. All right. It's like six things, $12, right? Now, with that, right, that's going to last about 3 or 4 days. We're about to re-up again. And that's like 3 or 4 days. That's like about three meals, like two, like at least two meals, lunch or dinner each day type of thing, right? So essentially it's like I can spend $24 a week on food. You know what I'm saying? In comparison to people who like every 2 weeks go and spend, you know what I mean, like hundreds of dollars on the food. Now, granted, that's, you know, for me, I'm also, it changes thing. I'm single, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm the only vegan. Okay, so I'm only cooking for myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not cooking for anybody else. So that's why I can stretch it out a lot more. So I think for some people, maybe in different families and things as well. At times, I think it help out too, just because you can stretch out these foods, a lot of these like things, like a couple of family based aspect to it. So just money wise, the things that are actually most expensive I found aren't actually like the food. It's just like it's like products. Example, it's like, excuse me, like my like toothpaste, right? My toothpaste is like a vegan, non-fluoride, like non-GMO toothpaste, right? Like that John be like, John be like six or more, like $7, okay? Like, but it's worth it though, right? It's worth it. See, that's what it gets you, okay? Like that. My soap, it's not that much. My soap is like non-animal product, non-GMO soap. That's not that bad. It's only like $2. It's not that bad. It's pretty decent right there. Then, like, you know what I mean? Like, deodorant stuff. Like, just, like, non-interproduct deodorant things. It's not bad either. It's probably like $2, $3. But those stuff, some stuff is a little more retail price. The biggest thing I found is kind of what is expensive is, like, the gluten-free things. Like my gluten-free bread, that's what it get me. Like, a loaf of that gluten-free, like, you know what I mean? No dairy, no egg, free bread. That John's like $7, a loaf of that. See, that's where like the expense comes in. But those are really for more specific things, and also things that I don't buy as much, right? I don't have to buy my toothpaste every day or something, like every week, right? You know what I mean, I get that last for a while. So yeah, I pay $7 for it, but yeah, I got it for like a month, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, things, it also balances it out. So just in general, like, I think I found, like, yeah, being vegan is, like, I don't think it's that dramatically, I don't think it's more expensive than a animal, especially if you can learn to cook your food and stuff like that and everything, learn how to meal prep, that's a big thing. Meal prepping saves you so much time and energy and money, honestly. Just learning to do that, it goes a long way. So, just, like, definitely that helps out a lot.
So, you pretty much get not only just extra skills and, you know, health benefits, but you save a proportionally larger amount than some you would if you're eating plant. I mean, if you're eating like a meat-based diet, right?
Yeah, that's what I've found out. And also just because, again, it helps out because I'm the only vegan in my household. Like, again, my whole family, they buy, regular food like anyone else. And just by seeing the frequency in which they have to go and get, you know, meat or food, and just like, or how much it costs and stuff like that, I see it on a daily basis. Now, I'm not this out of touch vegan who's like doesn't see the real world or anything. Like, nah, like I see it, so that's why I can get a real actual comparison, because it's in my household. So I see, like, yeah, I go to the store less than my parents had to go to the store, like, you know what I mean, and get certain foods and things. So nah, I definitely think. Now, granted, I don't have the specific numbers to tell you, how much overall and annual year. You know, you may say by being vegan, I'm sure, you know, there's some type of statistical way to look that up, you know, over time. But I think just in comparison, I can tell you, I think you definitely will save money. And just like, on a side note, like, me being vegan, I feel like when I eat my food, it supplants my hunger a lot more opposed to eating a regular meat-based diet. Meaning that, like, I don't have to eat as much. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's say I was eating, you know, three solid meals a day, right? Of, you know, eating of a meat-based diet, right? Now, being vegan, I might be eating just two real solid meals a day type of thing. But I'm supplying that energy and all that nutritional value, too. So, you're kind of saving an extra meal, which is saving money. So, I think it's another factor as well.
All right. See, that's another one to note. You know, so you can go vegan on a budget. It's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see. These are really good, and I almost want you to keep on doing more, but I did say three, so let's go ahead and let me get you to the third one. We'll just have to anticipate more bats.
Right. All right, so for this one, third one, right? So this is another, I guess, you know, misconception. All right, so, you know, at times you'll be being vegan. All right, I said a little bit in the intro. People at times have this concept, this perception that, you know, vegans are these, you know what I mean, these pushy, kind of, you know, very, you know, animal activists, you know, kind of sometimes shame people for eating meat, or, you know, they think, you know, people that wear, you know, consume animal products or wear, you know, animal, anything that was made by animals, that, you know, they're very wrong, and, you know what I'm saying, these PETA people and stuff. And at time, I think they kind of get this pushy, annoying type perception. And again, me personally coming into it, I didn't really, that's kind of what you see on TV and stuff. You know, you see people with the, yeah, I mean, with the picket fork and stuff like that outside protesting, you know, something, you know what I mean? It's like, these are the vegans. But for me, again, I'm a young black man. I'm a vegan. Okay. So I come from a different perception. All right. So I became vegan not because of, and don't get this misconstrued, I became vegan not because of animal rights, right, but more because of health benefits. Now, I definitely think that there's definitely animal cruelty, absolutely, within the food processing industry and everything. It's horrible, and conditions and stuff like that, absolutely, right? And I think a lot of stuff is wrong. But me personally, especially being a black man in America, I just kind of like thought, like, if I'm a cape, I can't cape for another species when there are some problems and issues that's affecting, like, people like me in my community that really need to be addressed. More or less saying, if I'm putting my time and energy into something, I'm going to put into something that's going to have a more actual impact. You know what I'm saying? That's not taking anything away from those people. I don't think the people who are really strong animal activists and stuff are wrong in anything, right? I'm not knocking y'all. I'm just personally saying, in my alignment, I'm just not that type of person. So with that being said, it's like, again, like, I'm for the health benefit. So, like, I mean, like, my belts might be leather, I'll be honest. You know, I'm not, like, yeah, my house and stuff like that, I'm not gonna, like, not sit on a leather couch, or, you know what I mean, or at the same time, if I see someone wearing a fur or mink, I might be like, yo, that's a hard mink. Like, I'm out there paint on you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that type of person. Again, also, like, I'm not the pushy vegan. I know some people, some vegans, right, they, like, take any chance and opportunity to insert and remind you that they're vegan, or remind you that something you're doing is affecting something. And at times, it just kind of gets a little overboard. It's like, I don't know, you just can't do nothing. And it's just like, you know, and it's like a, you know, sometimes double standards and hypocrisy to it. And so I think that's what gets, like, the bad rep. I think those people who are always, you know, talking about, like, you know, it's like you can care about multiple things at once. That's, I think, another thing as well, right? Sometimes vegans think, like, if you don't, like, if I'm just like, oh, well, Black Lives Matters, some vegan, like, especially some types of white vegans, okay, I'm not trying, to make any type of, you know, specific instances here, but I notice at times they don't have the full connect to saying, if I'm saying, like, yo, if a black person said, yo, I'm not worried about animals, yo, like, Black Lives Matters, they're like, oh, well, there's, like, these geese and stuff that are being killed that we need to talk about. Or, like, they, like, talk about, like, how, like, there's a herd of, or I don't know, like, a herd of wildebeest that are being slaughtered. What are you doing about it? It's like, oh, like, that's messed up, too. Like, you could more or less say you could have, you know what I mean, emotional energy to two things. So that's why, again, like, you know, again, me being vegan, like, that's just, like, there's a vegan solidarity and just a general thing of, all right, cool, you're vegan, right? But then, it's definitely a difference. So I think, like, for me, especially, like, black people, all right, I'm gonna talk to Black America here, right? Because you don't see many black vegans or vegetarians as often compared to you see in other communities, such as, like, white communities, stuff like that, right? And, you know, there's so many factors to it, and again, I'm sure in another episode, something like that, and we'll touch on that more and things about within the black community. But more than trying, like show you, like, it's cool to be vegan. Like, it's fine. In terms of, like, you know, in the black community at times, it's very, like, they're not as accepting to it, and that's for sure, because, like, when I tell a black person, yo, like, yo, I don't eat chicken, I don't eat meat, I found, it's people in general, and all races, but especially the black community, they get, like, personally offended. It's, like, weird, like, like, people are like, yo, I don't eat chicken, what'd you say, bro? You don't eat what? like, it's crazy, like, and it's really weird, like, people really get, like, upset. and, like, uncomfortable and offended. Now, part of it, I think, is, you know, it can be attributed to cognitive dissonance, just, you know, presenting something new that you're not used to that's challenging your normal belief and lifestyle, whatever it may be, right? But it's just also, it's a different factor, like, of how, like, in the Black community, you know, we have a lot of things that are affecting us, and, like, when I say, like, I don't even meet, like, people really get, like, so what you eat, bruh? Like, it's like, what misconception I want to say? All right. All right. Some people always ask you, right? Yo, like, yo, so when you, yo, you get high, yo, like, what you eat? And it's like, hold up, bro. It's like, even before, like, I was vegan, if I was smoking, it wasn't like, I wasn't facing a blunt. Like, all right, let me face this blunt and marinate this steak real quick. Like, I was saying, like, I wasn't doing that. I was eating, like, junk food or snacks or something like that. Yeah, I mean, like, mostly non-meat objects anyways. So it's like, yeah, I just eat regular things still. But just the lifestyle, yeah, just trying to, like, really show, like, you know, there's a difference between the veganism they show you and what other veganism can be, right? There's a difference between me personally. I would say I am dietarily a vegan, but not necessarily a vegan lifestyle. You dig what I'm saying? Like, there's kind of, like, a difference, like, in terms of, like I said before, the whole fact of, like, some vegans, you know, they don't wear any animal product in their shoes or like that. There's a vegan leather and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, they won't sit in a car. They put, like, something, like, newspaper on a car with, like, leather seats. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, a really extreme. You know what I mean? Like, again, and I respect your lifestyle. Hey, that's you not taking nothing away from it, right? That's just not me. All right? Like, so I think that's a factor. You know, a story I can touch on real quick as well is that, you know, this past summer, I went down to D.C. It was pretty cool, actually. It was this event, right? And it was like a potluck, a vegan potluck for, like, Black vegans. So it was pretty cool. So I pulled up, right? So my people's from D.C. and everything. Sorry. So I was out there. I went out there, right? So it was just, like, a bunch of, like, different people from all different backgrounds. You had, like, all this cool. It was cool. It was, like, all kind of, like, really conscious Black folk to a degree, right? Like, you had some people who were, like, you had, like, there's some, like, Moors, right? You had some Rastas. I mean, dudes rolled up left and right, like, Rastas. You had some, like, some Hoteps, right? You kind of had some Black feminists, right? You know what I'm saying? It was, like, it was all kind of different degrees. But it was almost, like, it was different types of vegans. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dudes and stuff you see, like, the Black men like me, like, yo, you would see these dudes and think, like, these guys ain't vegan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, regular-ass people. Like, just, like, regular life dudes, like, they're doing certain things. But you talk to them, like, yeah, like, they're chefs and stuff like that, right? They make their own type of all vegan different, like, oils and things as well, like. And it was a cool event. Like, we chilled, ate all great food. Everybody's toting, smoking back-to-back, good vibes. All the time we did, like, yoga, meditation and stuff and things. And for all of us, like, I never even did this stuff before. Like yoga and things. Like, my first time really trying it out. Like, the dudes you see, like, they were like, these are some straight rosters, bro. I'm talking, like, head wrap, everything, like, straight up. You know what I mean? Like, dudes down there trying it out. What I'm saying, it was a cool vibe in terms of the step of your comfort zone. But it was cool seeing other people who are vegan that you wouldn't expect to be. Like, oh, okay. Like, so I guess most I'm saying is, like, for some people who had a perception that other people aren't, like, like-minded, or you may not fit in with other vegans. Like, nah, yo, there are regular vegans who are, like, just like me and you out there. Like, believe me. Like, so, yeah, so that's definitely perception. That's, I think, misconception that, like, yeah, like, you can be a chill vegan. You can, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be so testy and always attacking, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I was about to say, that's actually, you know, this is starting to look like something that I might try out in the future. I don't know if I commit to veganism like that, right? But, dude, this, like, you make it sound really, really awesome, just
yeah. Oh, real quick as well, I could say, so speaking from my personal experience, okay, just as a, you know what I'm saying, like, sometimes people think, like, they think, like, vegans are, like, sissy or something like that, or women don't like vegans. All right, let me say something. All right, I've found, especially with the ladies talk to women, they love when I tell them I'm vegan. Yo, that is a deal breaker, bruh. Yeah, when I tell them, I'm talking to girls, I'm out talking, like, yeah, like, what you do? Oh, well, you know, that's what I do. Also, I'm vegan. Oh, really? Oh, that's so interesting. No, tell me more. Oh, you're different. Like, that alone. I could be some dirtbag, rundown piece of shit, right? But I dropped that vegan bar. That alone tells them that I'm somehow different and think somehow about my health and thing, wellness. I'm telling you, yo, bruh, it goes it's a deal breaker. I'm telling you. And I've had good luck with ladies from the past. So it wasn't like I needed to really. I'm not trying to boast here, an extra boost. But I'm telling you, woo, that deal breaker, bro. So I'm vegan. That's it. That's yeah.
It seals it right there.
Yeah. Oh man. Cause that, like I said, that alone, you somehow show them you're different. Imagine like how many guys come to him in a night, talk to him, stuff like that, try to spit game or something, right? How many dudes are gonna say something different? I'm not saying that's the only thing, but like you just talk to him, like, and then boom, you drop that as well. Boom, there it is. So yeah, that's another fact as well. That's also lit. Yeah, vegans. Yeah, women love being vegan. It's lit.
I'm definitely with it. That case for going vegan just got a little bit strong. I need it, obviously.
Right. Tell you.
But man, dude, TCAT, bro, it's been real having you on the show.
No doubt.
Definitely been enjoying this. And you know what? I've actually got just a little bit more good news to make. TCAT's actually going to be joining us as our new co-host.
It's lit.
Like that, I told you. I teased about it last week that we were possibly going to be doing a double. It's here. So, like I said, you're getting this every week.
Yeah.
What you got to say about that?
No, I'm definitely lit, man. Thank you. Welcome to come aboard. Health and Wellness, but we lit. As well, man, definitely is going to contribute a lot more. This week was a cool episode and everything, but we'll definitely go back and forth and everything. A lot more good information. As well, you can also check me out on my other podcast called Well Connected as well. All right. Check it out on the GPN network. All right. Well Connected. So I definitely give a little bit more intake as well, so you can get like my personal views and opinions on other topics and things. But yo, this podcast can be lit. Look, me and Flex got a lot in store. I think we got good chemistry just from this interview here. Flowing pretty cool. Definitely look forward to a lot of different gems we're going to be dropping. Definitely get into the whole health and wealth aspect. Remember, health is a lot more than just actual what you're eating and putting in your body. It's the whole entire environment, psychological aspect, you know what I mean, social aspect. So, like, we can definitely, like, we have different backgrounds, both very educated, so I feel like we definitely touch on a lot of things. So, it's going to be lit.
Hey, I'm definitely with it, and, I mean, you pretty much did my job right there. Shoot, I don't even think I got a better closing, but... You know, I know this one was kind of a little late going. You know, we were still working out the deals and everything, you know, with getting two bodies on board. But we're pretty much going to kind of be regularly pushing out content, so be looking forward to it. And we're going to be looking forward to coming on, talking to you guys. And we got more things in store for the future. Definitely about to make this a show that you're going to want to tune into every single week.
Facts. Definitely. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be lit. It's going to be going down. I'm excited for it. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Until next time, this is going to be Flex, and you can follow me on Twitter at Malcolm_Flex48, and
make sure that my man TCAT, follow me at TCAT the God, as TCATDGOD. Follow me on Twitter as well. It's going to be lit. Make sure you follow my podcast at Well Connected. It's lit.
All right, with that, we will sign off.
All right, y'all.